Blog Talk Radio.
Spartacus is done. You know, that's all it is to it. Spartacus has no chance. They all look like they're gonna burn out before the August. She doesn't stand a chance either, and not at this time. We're not ready to go back to another Obama anything, because people that really know we suffered extremely up under President Obama. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just saying, you didn't have a good time. You weren't, your economy wasn't doing well. A lot of things weren't doing well. Well, I think it makes a difference.
Yeah, he won by
He's like that three-legged dog called Nucky. No, I'm not offended by it because I understand it. It depends on how it's used at this particular juncture. Right. Hey, you guys out there, we're hoping that you can hear us on Facebook and on Blog Talk. So after we come back, we'll get the Blog Talk Radio name. This is bothering me. I had to call in for us to be on Blog Talk. So my phone is like sitting here open, and I don't like it. I don't know where the chat is over here or anything.
He called me last night and said, "You'll figure it out." No. There we go.
And we are back once again. And friends on Testosterone Thursday. The number here is 516-595-8258. Give us a call and voice your view. Let us know what you think about. And we need to let you know what's on online as well. It is really great
to be back on Blog Talk.
It'll get better and better within the next week or so as we get some things moving along. And so, anyway, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call and let us know what you're picking up. This is 516-595-8258. So now what's going on here with AOC and all these other ones that look like fools the other night at the school too. Mm-hmm.
Can't hear anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't hear anything.
Well, all of them are there. All of them are trying to be a voice for that because there's nothing that. Nothing that he's really saying is going to affect. It has affected her yet. But hold on, 626, you're there.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Can you hear me?
626, you are in the air.
Can you hear me at all?
Hello? But, you know... I don't know, but I don't know, but we. And we will be going to be right back here. Tracy and Chris, it is Testosterone Thursday. And Mark, Tracy and Jeff in the air chair, we'll send you back up to the field. What do you mean? I sure heard music. Apologize. I don't know what time it is. This is. I'm getting frustrated. You know what? I didn't jump any gun. There was music playing in my headphones. Why? I don't know. And he said he didn't play it, but I was hearing. No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a short. Like I said, one ear is bad, so that means there's a short in his head. Which I could be getting radio from someplace else at that time. You right up there now?
Cheryl?
WSKGAL 1440. This is Testosterone Thursday. I'm Tracy and Fritz, and we are talking about what's on our mind. We want to know what's on your mind. So give us a call here at 516-995-8258, and we'll get you up and going and see how it's going to turn out. You don't like that. See, when you do that, now when you do that, it's going to tick some people off. See, because that's what Mistral did and Vaudevilles and all of that stuff like that. And you know, there's a theater basis to this thing, and you know, with them playing around with it, doing what they did, I could care less. That they're sitting there. I don't think there's any ominous sign. Although this guy, this is not his only sign. You have to say that back in November he dressed up as a slave owner with a whip in his hand and all. Halloween. Look it up. You know what else he also did is in 2013 he refused to shake the hand of his black, opponent. Okay, wouldn't shake his hand on the debate. Then, this past the time that he was running, he took the black vice governor, whatever you call it, lieutenant governor, off of his campaign literature. Okay, took it off of his campaign literature. And guess what? Some union told him, we're supporting you, we're not supporting him. Which I'm trying to tell people that this whole story of the Dixiecrats and all of that stuff is a bunch of mess because it didn't happen. The prejudiced white people of the South did not leave the Democrat Party. You can tell that why? Because you still had Bull Connor, you still had what's the governor, Georgia's governor? George Wallace, okay? And you have the Byrd, who said and repented, and it was the worst thing he could have done, was join the Klan. Yeah, he was a grand drag. So what you're going to tell me? No, he might be just by what they tell us. Okay, but that's the thing that, yeah. Whatever he was, he was the head of the Klan, and that's what they said as well, and it's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. Let's see if we can come up with another caller. 843, you are in air. Can you hear us?
I sure can. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Six. Hello.
I can't hear you. Hold on. 843, can you hear us?
Hear me?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now, Jeff?
System of the Bible clearly that says, you know, hey, the antiquated system says you should not be able to buy a sin unless you take the mark. That is what's going on, and it is really ridiculous. And I am flabbergasted that we don't have people marching in the streets to do this, to talk about this. Okay, 347, I know you're there. See if you can talk to us, because I don't know what's going on. Go ahead, 347.
Just listen.
That's my live watch. Hello? Okay, I'm sorry, 347. We can't pull you up. And, this is too much. But anyway, please call back tomorrow. I guarantee you we'll have you filled up there. And I know you can hear us because otherwise you wouldn't stay on that long. But anyway, it's ridiculous. Why aren't people marching in the streets on these people? Why are we sitting back allowing a minority of people in this country to stack the conversation toward destruction of America and of people.
And he says that they did little to get to these things done then. How does it have to live a baby? That doesn't create the sense again. What process? If they come to the conclusion that it is okay to do that.
You know, yes, this late sounds.
I don't know what I'm doing, and that's what it is.